Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A team of scientists led by a Harvard astronomer has made a major discovery about the origin of the universe. The researchers say they've detected gravitational waves they say are echoes of the Big Bang. These primordial waves were long thought to exist, but were never seen. They're evidence of what's termed the theory of inflation, an idea first proposed in the 1970s by an MIT professor. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports the announcement at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics is rippling through the scientific world and beyond.
The researchers say they've found strong evidence to support cosmic inflation. That's the theory that explains the origins of the expansion of the universe.
What inflation does is it explains how the early universe came to look the way that it does.
That's Harvard astronomer John Kovac. He led the experiments.
How it came to look so surprisingly uniform and how it has the very small level fluctuations in it. So inflation tells us a story about how all that arises from quantum fluctuations in this incredibly early burst of exponential expansion.
Inflation explains the rapid expansion of the universe in the split second after the Big Bang. Researchers spent 3 years scanning a portion of the sky at the South Pole.
The thing that our telescope was able to offer evidence for today is that that exponential expansion produces gravitational waves.
Albert Einstein first predicted the idea of gravitational waves 99 years ago, but they've never been detected before. Experts in the field, such as Mark Kamienkowski, say it's a monumental discovery. He's a physics professor at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland.
This is hugely significant. So Einstein formulated his theory of general relativity in 1915. And one of the consequences of general relativity is that there should be propagating ripples in space-time, which are referred to as gravitational waves. But nobody's actually seen the effects of gravitational waves on matter.
Until now, Kamienkowski says.
We look out in the sky and we look for fossils, relics from the Big Bang. And these things are few and far between because the Big Bang was a long, long time ago and very, very far away. And something like this comes along once every few decades. So, you know, this is sort of like the missing link. This is something that we thought might be there, but we weren't really sure.
It's mind-boggling to go looking for something like this and actually find it, right?
That's Clem Pryke, a physics professor from the University of Minnesota. He's part of the research team.
The world of experimental physics is littered with guys who spent decades searching for something which turned out not to exist.
Pryke says he was initially doubtful of the results, but not anymore. If this discovery is confirmed, researchers say it's the type of science that leads to the Nobel Prize. Mark Kamienkowski from Johns Hopkins says he's trying to remain cautious, as a scientist should, but...
It's not every day that you wake up and learn something new about what happened in the universe 1 trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second after the Big Bang. I mean, this is huge.
Scientists say they're thrilled about the possibilities this could lead to, perhaps more research into the theory of multiple universes. But true to their profession, scientists are ever the skeptics and insist, first, more research needs to be done to confirm these results. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.